Thank you for downloading this episode of Squabblebox right here on the Trending Topics Network. Squabblebox is a live, interactive entertainment show that airs on Siren 107.3 FM every Monday and Thursday between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. Throughout the show, we like to get your views and opinions on many different topics. You can get in touch throughout the week if you're listening to the podcast repeat by going to @Squabblebox on Twitter, squabblebox@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, or our Facebook fan page, Squabblebox. The music that you hear on the show has had to be edited for legal reasons on the podcast. Stay tuned, we love hearing from you, and let's get started with the show. You're listening to Siren FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. That was Phil Collins with In the Air Tonight. We are Squabblebox, your interactive entertainment show, right here on Siren FM. Today we have a packed show for you. However, Maisie, there was some breaking news that just came through within the last hour. It wasn't mentioned in the news, I don't believe, and that is that England striker Jamie Vardy has signed a new contract with Leicester City.
Woo!
You were saying, you don't know who Jamie Vardy is?
I've heard his name thrown about by mainly you.
Yeah, Jamie Vardy is the guy that, you know, Leicester and how they won this season.
Yeah, I know Leicester did a big thing this year. I know that much.
Well, Jamie Vardy is their top striker and he's the one who was scoring all the goals for them.
Okay, but he stuck with them.
Yeah, people thought that he was going to, because he basically got offered Arsenal. You know, the good team.
Yeah, so I do know the name of teams, Kai.
Arsenal, they were offering a reported £20 million bid for him to Leicester City, and they've apparently turned it down, and he was being offered a £120,000 a week contract, which he has turned down, and he has signed a new deal at Leicester, reportedly around £100,000 a week. So, Jamie Vardy, yes?
This is the thing that I don't like about football.
All right.
Is that it's all about their pay packets. That's the big thing.
Well, no, this is what Jamie Vardy said. He's sticking with the club that made him
famous. Oh, no. I don't mean he's going for the pay packets. I mean the way that they report on it, it's all about the pay packets. It's all about the benefits they'll get. It feels a bit strange the way that trading footballers and doing deals with footballers works.
Yeah.
I've never been able to wrap my head around it. I remember having kids at school who I knew who would talk about sort of like this famous player from this time period.
Yeah.
Is trading with this famous time. I had no idea what they were talking about.
But Jamie Vardy actually, for part of his career, in his early career, because he's like, I think he's 27 years old,
okay,
which is very old for a player to get into his prime at. Normally they're looking at, you know, settling down and maybe starting to think about retirement once you get to the age of 30. However, he's actually getting into his prime. He's won the Premier League. He started, one of his first teams was actually Halifax Town, which is near where we're from originally, Maisie.
Yes.
And yeah, to get to this place. And I like that he has shown loyalty to the team that have made him famous. And congratulations, Jamie Vardy, and we wish you all the best for the season ahead at Leicester. Now, Maisie, it's time to get into our first segment of the morning.
Yes, we have introduced ourselves, haven't we?
Yeah, I said we're Squabblebox.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
I'm getting a bit confused.
Yeah, my name's Kai Valentine, and I'm here with
Maisie Anderson.
And we're going to be with you until 1 o'clock. Today, we're going to be talking all about your favourite dating TV shows. And we're really looking forward to hearing all your answers as the show goes on. Remember, you can get in touch in the many different ways on Twitter at SirenFM, on the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, the Facebook fan page Squabble Box, or Maisie.
Or you can get in touch via the text, which is 077 97 800 716,
or on the Radio Player app. Now let's get into the first segment of the morning, Maisie, and
yes, please.
That is Can You Believe That? This is the segment where we ask, can you believe that a news story has happened this week? And this week we're talking, can you believe that it's Glastonbury this weekend?
Yes, because it happens around about this time every year. To be fair, I haven't done that in a while.
Well, Maisie, Glastonbury, have you ever watched Glastonbury, the big music festival here in the UK, mm-hmm. for if we have any listeners who don't know what it is? It's hugely popular. They say that over 100,000 people are going to be setting off to the park to watch it, and it's going to be a great event as always.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever thought about going, Maisie?
When I was younger, I thought about going to similar events.
Yes.
I think going to Glastonbury if your first ever music festival is Glastonbury, you're really putting you're going full hog.
Yes.
You're going, whoa, it's an intense kind of environment from what I've been told of people I know that have been. Because there are so many people, there are so many events, it can all feel a bit claustrophobic.
Yeah, it's one of those where I've been to a few music festivals, and I started by going to the first festival I went to was Bingley Music Festival, which is just outside of Bradford, up in the north of England, and it's a smaller event, but it was growing. And when I was starting to go there, that's when they were first starting to book the better bands, and like the first time I went, it cost me £35 for a weekend ticket.
Oh,
you're
not looking at that anymore.
Which is amazing. Now it costs around, including camping, and then the camping was an extra £20.
Yeah.
So I got it there for about £50. Now you're looking at about £100 all in. However, when it comes to the bigger music festivals, I went to Leeds Festival, and that was an experience. And I can sort of sympathise with how people at Glastonbury are at the minute, because they are not having a good time with the weather.
No, it's not great in the UK at the minute for weather.
It can get incredibly muddy at these music festivals with a lot of people there, and Glastonbury's just on a whole other level, and that's been the problem. And that is why Glastonbury Festival actually announced yesterday that they didn't want people to set off yet. Because there were so many queues. People were queuing for 12 hours in their car.
Oof.
To get into the festival. Now, this is 3 days before the entertainment even begins.
So a lot of people are probably thinking, oh, we'll get there early, no one will be there yet, and there's then a 12-hour queue because everyone had the same idea.
Well, the problem was more to do with the fact that there was the weather...
Yeah.
Caused the grounds to be flooded, which meant that they couldn't let everyone in at the same time, and it's not been looking good. We're going to do some more research on it as the show goes on, and we'll let you know if you are heading to Glastonbury this weekend. We'll let you know more details about it, when they want you to set off, when they think it'll be best to set off, and we'll let you know how the queues are going for getting in, so stay tuned for that. But Maisie, I think it's time to go into another song.
Let's indeed.
What are we heading into?
This is Cheap Thrills by Sia featuring Sean Paul.
Up with it, girl. Rock with it, girl. Show them it, girl. Bada bang bang. Bounce with it, girl. Dance with it, girl.
Siren FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are Squabble Box, your interactive entertainment show. We're going to be with you until 1 o'clock. We've just been talking about Glastonbury the upcoming festival that is happening this weekend. If you're going to Glastonbury, if you've ever been to a music festival, get in touch. Let us know all about it by going to @SirenFM on Twitter, the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox, or Maisie.
Or you can text in on 07 97 800 716, or if you're listening via the Radio Player app, you can send in a message which will go straight to our email.
Yes, you can. And that includes what we're going to talk about now, and that is your favourite TV dating shows. Now, dating shows, Maisie, why are you pulling a face at me?
Because how is that related to the email in any way?
Because they can get in touch with us. That's what I was saying.
About the next subject. Sorry, I thought you were saying, speaking of email, dating shows.
No. They can get in touch with us about their favourite dating shows, same addresses. Now, Maisie, what are your thoughts on TV dating shows?
It depends on the show, specifically. But I have to admit, they're kind of a guilty pleasure. I kind of like watching them because they're kind of car crash telly.
It really is. Now,
and I blame you. It's your fault.
Why do you blame me?
Because you watch them. And then I want to watch them because you're watching them. And then we get other people in the house to watch them with us.
It's the definition of like trash TV. And but it's so, and like you don't want to see, like, the lovey-dovey bits are brilliant.
See, everyone watches for the arguments, though.
I've always been the sort of person that I do love the lovey-dovey bits as they go along, but the actual car crash bits...
That sounds a bit creepy. So, like, I like watching other people in relationships while I sit lonely on my sofa.
No, I like people being happy, Maisie. That's what I'm saying.
You're living vicariously through the contestants.
Yeah.
Aww, yeah. That's
really sad. So, your opinions on dating shows are that they are good or bad?
I wouldn't say either. They're in the wonderful sort of middle ground where they're not the best telly in the world. They're not, but at the same time, they're not so terrible that I have to stay away from them. They're just on that right. They're sort of like they're right on the fence with that sort of situation.
Yeah, I can completely see where you're coming from with that. So let's get into a few of them, because we've had some people get in touch with us already to let us know about their favourites, and that is what Becky from Lincoln has got in touch, and she has said that one of her favourites is Take Me Out.
Ooh.
Now, Take Me Out, Maisie. Are you a fan?
Well, just for anyone who hasn't seen, Take Me Out is Paddy McGuinness
as
a presenter with about 20 girls?
30.
30 girls.
Yeah, 30 girls.
30 girls standing at podiums with big buttons.
And they've all got lights and the whole thing. No likey, no lighty.
Oh, I knew you were going to do that. Either way, it's all about these women are presented with a man. Face-to-face.
Yes.
And they decide whether they like him or not. And to say that you don't like him, you press the button. That's it. You're out of that round.
Yes.
And then if this one guy manages to convince enough, at least one lady, to be with him, to go on a date with him, then they go to the island of Fernando's.
Yeah.
And they have an awkward date the next episode.
Now, it used to be that Fernando's, when it first started in Series 1, Fernando's was actually a bar.
Yes.
That they went to.
So, but they ended up getting a bigger budget and then sent them to the actual island.
Yeah, which is brilliant. And it's a really, really funny show. It's, like you say, it's one of those shows where not everyone's going to like it, but if you want some nice, relaxing TV and you want to see Paddy McGuinness do some...
I wouldn't even say it's that relaxing. It's easy to watch.
Yeah,
but
easy
with
watching.
All of the lights and all of the sort of shouting and being all like, yay, pick me, it's not really relaxing.
Paddy McGuinness's puns.
No, don't talk about Paddy McGuinness's puns. They're awful.
Just stuff like... I'm trying to think of one off the top of my head, but it's stuff like, let the cheese see the cake. Which makes no sense,
some of them make a little bit more sense. Other ones, just, you don't get it. And he does sometimes try to tie it into, like, whatever job the man does. And they've been talking, because at the moment it's pretty much stuck in the gender roles of the women are the ones picking, the man is the one who's trying to convince them to go out with him.
Yes.
It's like the opposite of Blind Date. But they have a very similar mechanic, but it's twisted on its head where instead of it being anonymous like it is in Blind Date, it's very open. and you have to be very honest.
Yeah.
And you will be asked, and like girls who say, no, I'm not doing it, actually get asked, why not? Which seems really harsh. So, yeah, like, why don't you like him? And they try and come up with something reasonably superficial so it's not like, so that they don't sound mean. So it's something like, oh, I don't like your shoes.
They've started doing something in the most recent series as well, which is really interesting, and that in the last couple of series, they've started making the guy write down at the beginning when he comes out, he sees all the girls, and he's got to write down his love at first light, which is...
The puns.
The person that he fancies as soon as he walks out. And then at the end, if he gets a girl, the girl who he picks can ask to know who his love of first
light
was.
They never really get upset about it, though, because it would work if it was in an environment where they're going to be, like, in sort of stuck in a house together kind of situations. But because they're all still part of society, they get to leave afterwards. It's not really that big a deal.
There was one that I really enjoyed. I was watching this the other night when I was researching for this episode, and I remember watching this live. This was about a guy who had... basically, he got to the final round where he was guaranteed a date. And when you're nodding at me, so I'm guessing you've seen this bit.
You showed me this.
Yeah, he gets to the bit where he's guaranteed a date and he basically messes it up for himself this one girl who has turned her light off. He turns around and goes, oh, I was going to pick you. You're the one that I fancied. And all the other girls went,
well,
and then Paddy McGuinness proper rubs it in and steps in there by going, basically, he's saying you're second best.
Yeah.
And it was that moment where they went, oh, no, no. And he just started saying things that were messing it up
for
himself.
Yeah, he kept sort of digging himself in a hole. And that's the sort of, and it's the same idea that I was mentioning earlier. It's car crash
telly. He turned around and he went, why did you turn that person? Why don't you want to go with that person? He went, well, and he said to the blonde girl who asked him, why did you not want to go with that person? He went, well, I've tried with blondes before and they've always treated me badly. And she was like, I'm a blonde. So then he had to go and turn off. So he turned off the two brunettes and left the blondes. And Paddy goes, oh, you left the blondes then? And he went, yeah, I didn't really have any choice, did I? And they went, no, just be quiet.
Just stop talking. Yeah, it's one of those awful situations that's so hilarious. And because you can distance yourself from it, it's even funnier. Because you don't need to worry about all their feelings. I'm like, no, it's just funny.
The other thing about Take Me Out is they get to pick their music as they come
down. Do they pick?
The guy gets to pick their own music as they come down the love lift. Now,
God, the love
for
lift
American listeners, this must sound really weird, but I'm sure you've got your, or anywhere else in the world, I'm sure you've got your equivalents. But the love lift, amazing. If you were a guy coming down or if they do
Well, they're talking about doing other versions, because at the minute it's very structured in, it's the women who do the light bit, it's the man who does the convincing bit. But they're talking about doing ones with same-sex partners.
Yes.
They're talking about switching it up and switching the genders around. And there are talks at the minute that I have nothing to do, that I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
But that I've been told by other people and other sources that discussions are being made to try and make a more diverse range of Take Me Out.
Yeah, it's something that Paddy McGuinness has apparently, if you believe what he's been saying in interviews, it's something that he's been pushing for a long time, is to have a more diverse range of Take Me Outs, as you say. So, Maisie, what would your song be if you came down the love lift?
It has to be Love Train, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just a nice song. So it's like, I like holding hands, you know, it's a nice song.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. But like...
Well, you don't want to accidentally pick a song that sends the wrong message, do you?
Oh, no, definitely not.
You have to be very careful.
Yeah, but when you see the really cheesy ones, like people coming down to I'm Sexy and I Know It.
And Love Train.
And Love Train. I think I'd probably have to come down to an Elvis song.
You would. You would come down dressed as Elvis.
I don't know. No, I wouldn't.
But you know how sometimes, see, this is the weird thing, is that to convince the women to go out with them, they do a sort of video section.
Yeah.
where he's talking about himself. Then they either do a video section where someone from his family says something about him and tells all of his sort of like nitty gritty secrets, or things that he might be embarrassed by, or he does a trick.
Yeah.
Like, he does a talent show section. It's really random, but, like, you would pick the talent show bit, because otherwise you're going to get your mum telling you that you still sleep with teddy bears or something.
Yeah, exactly. But remember, you can keep getting in touch. Let us know what your song would be if you came down the love lift on Take Me Out. Get in touch in the many different ways on Twitter at SirenFM, on the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, on the Facebook fan page Squabblebox, or Maisie.
Or you can send a text in on 07 97 800 716, or if you're listening via the Radio Player app, you can send us a message via there, which will come straight to our email.
Now, stay tuned to Siren FM. Let us know all about your favourite dating shows, and we will talk about them more as the show goes on. We're with you until 1 o'clock. Stay tuned to Siren FM.
Here we go.
Siren FM.
You're listening to Siren FM. That was Take Me Out by Franz Ferdinand. Do you see what we did there? Do you see what we did?
Yes, it is even more clever when you point it out.
It's punny, like...
like Paddy McGuinness.
Like Paddy McGuinness. So today we are Squabblebox. We are talking all about your favourite dating shows. Get in touch in the many different ways on Twitter at SirenFM, on the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox by going to www.facebook.com/squabblebox on Siren, or
you can text in at 07 97 800 716, or if you're listening via the Radio Player app, you can send us a message on there, which will come straight to our email.
You've got so many ways to get in touch with us. You must be able to do one of them. Get in touch, let us know all about your favourite dating shows. And Maisie, this next one that I want to bring up is iconic when it comes to dating shows. In fact, it's the first one that I think a lot of people listening at home will have thought of, and that is Blind Date.
Oh dear. But Blind Date is something that we mentioned just before the last song, because it's similar to Take Me Out in the sort of mechanic, but because you have to ask questions, you have to try and get to know people, but with Blind Date, there's an element of secrecy about it.
Yes.
And surprise and suspense. And I don't know when it was last on, because I don't think it's currently running anywhere.
No.
There's no current series.
Obviously, it was originally presented by Cilla Black, who passed away last year, and it was a really, really good show, and it's one that my parents always mention when it comes to dating shows, because it's one of those shows where it was iconic for dating, and there have been so many shows that have come out of it from it. You know what I mean, Maisie?
Yeah.
It's got to a point where all other dating shows seem to have been in some way influenced by Blind Date. The basic mechanics of it were that there was someone at three guys or women.
Yeah, they tended to switch it up.
Sat on one side of a sort of wall.
Yeah.
And then on the other side, there was someone of the other gender who was interested, and they would ask them questions, and each person
was completely anonymous.
Yeah.
There were no names given. You had to pretty much pick a date on their answers and their voice.
Yes. And Maisie, have you ever seen Blind Date?
I've seen a bit of Blind Date. A little bit of it, yeah.
We were shown it in high school because there's an old video back when they used to bring in the VHS tape player into...
and every school had that sort of telly on a trolley.
Yeah. And that's what they used to do for us. And there was an old tape where they it was filmed in like the 90s, I think, or the 80s.
Yeah.
And it was for science, and different periodic table elements were going on blind dates. And that's what I think of when I think of blind dates.
You think of the elements. So it worked. It must have worked.
Oh, yeah, and it worked. But it was just one of those really funny things that I think of. But Blind Date ran from on Saturday nights from 1985 to 2003. So it had a very long run. And if you have any memories of Blind Date, get in touch and we will talk about it some more. But Maisie, let's go into another dating show.
Okay.
Now, Maisie, I think one that I have seen a little bit of recently is quite a new dating show.
And that is
First Date.
Yes. This is a strange show.
This is broadcast on Channel 4, and it is a dating show where they are filmed, where you're filmed on your first date.
Well, it's a very specific restaurant that specialises in first dates.
Yes.
Do they organise the date for you, the restaurant itself, or do the producers organise the date?
It's all done by the producers, yeah.
All right.
What happens in this show is that they believe that they have found your perfect match. They do a lot of surveys with you, and they try to work out what your perfect match is on paper.
So they sort of use the idea of dating websites and apps, but put that into a TV show.
Yes.
Okay. So they're using science, air quotes science.
And it's one of those shows where the thing I love about it is that you get to see those really awkward moments, and that's something that really stands out for me on dating shows. Because first dates can be an awkward thing. I mean,
I'm glad that there were no cameras on any of the first dates I've had.
What's your best or what's your worst first date?
I've
got to admit, right? I was asking you what your best first date is. I think everyone wants to know what your worst first date is.
Laser Quest.
Oh.
I was 16. It was his birthday party, which had already been organised and I'd already been invited to by this point.
Does that really count as a date? It wasn't just you two.
No. That would have been a weird game. All of his friends as well, and his brother.
Any of your friends there?
We were all friends together. So he basically he turned his birthday party into a date. And again, air quotes.
That doesn't count as a date. You can get in touch and let us know about your first date. If you have any first date disasters and you want to talk about it, we will keep them anonymous. And you can get in touch at SirenFM on Twitter, on the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, or on the Facebook fan page Squabble Box. But first dates, back to that.
Yeah.
That has actually become much more. It's sort of taken off over the last couple of years since it started, and the idea behind it and the awkwardness of watching people on a first date. Are first dates awkward?
I like that you're asking me because you don't know yourself. Well,
okay. Oh, cheers, Maisie. No, I've not been on many dates that, you know, I've been on dates. Well, it depends whether the girl knows that it's a date.
It depends on that.
That sounds really creepy. That wasn't supposed to sound creepy. I'm sorry.
It depends on whether the girl considers it a date. No, I've had a similar situation where last year I had a roommate, and he will remain nameless for his own sake, where he went on a date with a girl from his course that it was in, like, the second week of uni. He was pretty chuffed about it. He was really excited. And I'm like, oh, you know, you go on. You get her. He came back and he looked really miserable. And I asked him why. And he said, oh, how did it go? And he went, well, we went for coffee and we went for a bit of a walk around town. And I asked her if it was a date and she said no.
Oh no. That's so got to be the worst bit. At least when you're going on first date, the name of the show kind of gives it away.
You
know you're going on a date, which is...
Well, it can be really awkward if it's a friend as well, and you think, especially if it's a new friend, and you think that it's a... Like, you think you've clicked on a relationship level, but they don't, and it's awkward.
Blind date.
Yes.
Have you been on a blind date?
No, I've never been on a blind date.
The idea of it sort of... Part of me thinks that it would be a good thing because you then don't know the person and you can sort of everything from that first impression is under your control.
It's under your control, but surely it makes you more nervous.
A little bit, but I feel,
because
I don't know.
Not only are you worried about what they're going to think of you, but you're really worried about what you're going to think of them. If it's someone you've already met, then at least you know that that's already been sorted.
But at least it gets you past that awkward bit of getting to know someone and then asking them on a date before it gets to the point where you've become friends with them and you can't ask them. It's a really weird one.
Yeah, I mean, okay, if you were planning a blind date,
yes,
I said, I have a girl, she's right for you, you're going on a date this Saturday evening, what would you do?
I think I'd trust you. I think I would.
No. I don't mean whether you trust me to get them, but I want to know what you would do for the blind date.
What would I do?
Where would you take them?
This is a difficult one. Now, you see, I'm really bad at planning this sort of stuff because I think I know the most romantic things. And it's really weird because talking about this sort of stuff when you know that your grandparents are at home listening to this to this radio show.
It's a PG-13 kind of date.
Oh, yeah, of course. But like, I'd probably take them out for a meal. Maybe, or... Yeah, and Maisie's shaking her head.
How is that wrong? Because do you remember when you used to give our friends relationship advice? And you did tell a friend of ours to take someone out to a restaurant.
And then I found out that was exactly the opposite of what the person liked, yeah.
So I think you need to keep it more casual.
Yeah, maybe I do. Maybe that's where I'm going wrong. Not that I'm really going on many dates
anyway. You also gave my first date with my boyfriend, you gave him some advice.
What did I say?
You said to take me to the cinema.
I did, yeah. I hate going to the cinema on a first date.
It's so impersonal.
Yeah, I did realise quickly after that I was wrong with that. I'm not very good at this sort of stuff.
You're not good at this stuff. Maybe this is the thing. I want to get you on a dating show, like a proper dating show.
Which dating show would you put me on?
I would probably put you on one of the ones that we haven't mentioned yet.
Oh, right. Well, we'll get into that as the show goes on. Remember, you can get in touch at SirenFM on Twitter, on the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox, or Maisie?
Or you can text us on 077 97 800 716, or via the Radio Player app where it will go straight to our email.
Now, we are going to go into another song. We're talking all about dating shows, and get in touch with us throughout the show. Stay tuned to Siren FM. Listening to Siren FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are Squabblebox, your interactive entertainment show right here on Siren FM. We've got a few more minutes before we're going to send you into the news at 12, but we're going to be with you throughout your lunch break until 1 o'clock. We hope that you're all having a wonderful Thursday today, and we are going to try and entertain you for the next hour and a bit. Now, Maisie, we've been talking about dating shows.
We have.
And people can get in touch and let us know about their favourite dating shows. We'll give you the addresses in just a short bit, but Maisie, I think it's time for the Don't Google It quiz.
I hate it.
It's so bad.
I absolutely hate it.
What do you hate about it?
Everything. I hate everything. Like the madness theme tree. I like the madness bit.
We need somebody else to do
the voiceover. We need somebody else to do it. It's the why did you even bother putting on a voice?
I don't know. I didn't.
Your voices, your impressions are the bane of my life.
Oh. I do voices, as Robin Williams said in. our quiz this morning, this is our Don't Google It quiz.
If you haven't already gathered.
Which, for people who don't know, it's basically our quiz question for the morning where we ask you, please, don't Google it. The question is a little bit out there. You can take a guess. You may know. The person who gets closest by 1 o'clock will win. So get your answers in. And the quiz question today, Maisie, is how many blind date weddings and marriages have taken place? How many marriages have come out of the show Blind Date? You can get in touch in the many different ways on Twitter at SirenFM, on the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, or on the Facebook fan page Squabble Box. Or Maisie,
or you can text in at 077 97 800 716, or if you're listening via the Radio Player app, you can send us a message and it will come straight through to our email.
And remember, don't Google it. Now, Biz, before we go into... Busy's not happy with...
I'm not happy with you at all. I'm going to delete it.
No,
that took me like
7 hours.
No, it took you 2 minutes.
So, Busy, we're talking about dating shows. Let's go back to Blind Date.
Okay.
Because the way I look at it is... I do agree that I would like to go... I wouldn't mind going on a blind date. I wouldn't mind it.
A real life blind date, not the show.
Okay. Yeah, if you were, because you asked me about it, if you weren't in a relationship, would you go on a blind date?
Depends who organised it.
If I organised you a blind date, would you trust me enough to set you up on a blind date?
I would.
Would you?
Well, you're...
Oh, I'm quite actually...
You were really surprised by that.
I'm really surprised. Why would you, what do you think I would set you, how do you think I would set you up?
The same way you set me up with my current boyfriend is you would invite him to a gathering where everyone's going to, and then you'd secretly text him under the table to tell him about all the things I like. Luckily, they were compatible.
I tell you what, though, you were quite impressed because you read the messages after after I'd sent them.
I was surprised you knew a whole three things about me.
What did I say? I said Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, YouTube videos. And Doctor Who. That's me in a nutshell, apparently.
And you and your boyfriend are very happy. You're living together and it's all going smoothly. And at your wedding, I can't wait to get up and talk about it and say how...
Yeah, like you're invited to my wedding.
Oh, I'm going to be best man. You've got no say in that at all. If your boyfriend doesn't make me best man, I'm still going to get up and make a speech.
No, because you're not going to be invited because you're going to make a speech.
I will stand outside the window and do it anyway. Now, guys, it's time for us to send you off into the news very shortly. Make sure you stay tuned to Siren FM. Get in touch with us. We're talking all about dating shows today. Get in touch at Siren FM on Twitter, on the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, the Facebook fan page Squabble Box, or Maisie.
Or you can text in at 077 97 800 716, or if you're listening via the Radio Player app, you can send us a message through there and it will come straight through to our email.
We'll be back just after 12 o'clock midday. Stay tuned to Siren FM. listening to Siren FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are Squabblebox, your interactive entertainment show, right here on Siren FM. We're going to be with you until 1 o'clock. Today we've been talking all about your favourite dating shows, so keep getting in touch to let us know all about that. You can get in touch in the many different ways on Twitter at Siren FM, on the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, on the Facebook fan page Squabblebox, or on the phone with the text message at 07 97 800 716. Or if you're listening on the TuneIn Radio Player app, you can get in touch with us on there too. Your messages from that app will be sent straight through to our email box. And if you are listening on the TuneIn Radio app, mm-hmm. that means that you might be on your way to Glastonbury today.
Ooh.
As we mentioned earlier on in the show, the traffic has been bad over the last day trying to get in there. The police have put an announcement out this morning asking people to be patient and work with them, and that they're working on a new plan to get traffic moving. All reports that are coming out in the last hour or so are saying that the traffic is improving and that everything is open for business. So make sure when you're setting off, you are patient if you run into the traffic, but you will get in, no problem. Everything is still open for business. Now, Maisie, it's the top of the second hour.
It's the top of the second hour, and we've got a Can You Believe That double bill.
Yes, we have. What is the Can You Believe That for this hour, Maisie?
Can you believe that Roman skeletons have been discovered at the University of Lincoln building site?
Yes, the University of Lincoln buildings. The University of Lincoln is where this studio is based on, and reports came in last night via the Lincolnite that... Mm-hmm. Roman skeletons have been discovered on the building site, which is just round the corner from the studio.
Exactly. Well, so it's super local, about as local as you can get, really. And what happened basically was there's been an awful lot of new buildings cropping up around the university, whether it's new accommodation or new facilities for the students.
Yes.
Obviously, the campus is always expanding. What happened interestingly, and what no one else expected, was the Roman remains of two infants have been uncovered by archaeologists at a previously undiscovered cemetery in Lincoln City Centre.
So what does this mean for the actual plans of building a site there? Because sometimes it can affect where they're allowed to build. I'm sure we'll find out more, but it's an interesting one.
I think for now the archaeologists are working on the site, and I'm assuming that they're going to try and complete their research of the remains as quickly as possible so the building site can keep working. But it's one person has said that it's fair to say that it was... not a find that we expected, and it is very exciting.
Yeah, it does sound really exciting.
I imagine very scary when you first see it.
Of course. But it's really cool when you see when you find these things, and these things happen so close to home, to the point where it's literally outside of the studio. If there wasn't a building straight in front of that window, Maisie, we'd be able to see that site from here.
We would indeed.
So we will keep you updated in the weeks to come if any more info comes out
about it. Well, it's a big step into understanding Lincoln's Roman history, and it's an undiscovered cemetery. That we didn't know we had until just now.
Lincoln has a lot of history that is discovered and undiscovered, and I think that could make a really good topic for one of our shows in the future, because there's so much to touch on, from the cathedral to the castle to the fact that tanks were first built here. Mm-hmm. So much stuff to touch on.
Yeah, it's a really rich history, but we're going to ignore the history today and go straight back into dating shows.
We will. I tell you what, Maisie, we'll go into another song and then we'll come back and talk all about dating shows. Remember, you can get in touch at Siren FM on Twitter, studio@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, on the Facebook fan page Squabblebox, or Maisie.
Or you can text in at 07 97 800 716, or if you're listening via the Radio Player app, you can send us a message and it will come straight to our email.
What are we heading into now, Maisie?
This is Up by Ollie Mears featuring Demi Lovato.
listening to Siren FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are Squabblebox, your interactive entertainment show, right here on Siren FM. Today, we are talking all about blind dates. We're talking all about dating shows.
You've got them on the brain. You just really want to go on a blind date now.
I don't think I do.
I think you do.
I don't know. I'm still deciding whether I trust you or not, Maisie, to set me up on a blind date.
I have full faith in you. But yeah, I don't get the same faith in return.
I would trust you. But let's see what everyone else has been saying. Remember, you can get in touch at SirenFM on Twitter, studio@sirenonline.co.uk, on the email, the Facebook fan page, Squabblebox, or Maisie.
Or you can text in at 077 97 800 716. Or if you're listening via the Radio Player app, you can send us a message via there, and it will come straight through to our email.
Now, this next one that I've got on my mind, I'm not sure whether it counts as it doesn't count as a dating show. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But Mr. and Mrs.
No, it doesn't count as a dating show.
It's a relationship show.
Yeah, it's based on relationships, but it's not. I think to be a dating show, you have to actually, there has to actually be a new, romance needs to be, like, new.
Yeah.
It needs to be two people coming together and learning about each other through the process. I don't know.
I don't know, but you learn a lot about your partner on Mr. and Mrs. Are you a fan of Mr. and Mrs.?
It's not one that I've watched much of, but I'll gather my thoughts and then I'll speak. I like the idea that you can take the same rules and you can play it amongst your friends as
yes.
well. But yeah, I like the idea of Mr. and Mrs. They only do celebrity Mrs. and Mrs. now.
Yeah. Yeah, the original version was presented by Alan Taylor, and then a host of other people have gone on to host it, including Julian Clary. Mm. However, the most recent version was originally presented by the all-star Mr. and Mrs.,
yeah.
Where it's celebrities, was presented by Philip Schofield and Fern Britton. However,
yes.
now it's just presented by Philip Schofield.
Yeah.
I like all-star Mr. and Mrs. I've always enjoyed it. I think that Philip Schofield's a brilliant presenter. For people who don't know what Mr. and Mrs. is,
yes.
it's a show where you go on as a couple who have presumably been married.
I think they've bent the rules a little bit.
Yeah,
so that as long as you're long-term partners,
and you've
it
got
counts.
To test how well you know each other. I know that before my mum and dad got married, they went on a version of Mr. and Mrs., not on TV, but at like a holiday park, and
didn't they win?
Yeah, they won.
Yeah,
which was before they got married. But it's one of those cool things where you get to test each other, and seeing the reactions when people find out that they don't know things about each other
yeah.
is hilarious.
I would love to see everyone in my family at the moment is in a long term relationship.
Yes,
and my immediate family, and I would love to see my family play that.
Yeah,
to see how well, because my grandparents have been together for 40-odd years. My mum and dad have been together for nearly 30, although it's closer to 25. And then there's sort of everyone else has been together for like maybe a decade, or maybe like me, and they've only been together for 2 years. But it would be so much fun to play generation.
We've
a combination
actually
of the generation game and Mr. and Mrs. would be amazing.
We've actually done that at our family gatherings at Christmas and birthdays, where we've done family Mr. and Mrs. games. And the whole point of where you've got the bit where they've got the blue panel and the pink panel, which represents stereotypically boy and girl.
So, yeah, so which partner does this the most?
Yeah, and they'll say things like, you know, which of you snores the loudest? And then the guy will put up the pink one,
and
the girl will
put up
the blue one, and then they'll argue about it. And it's good fun. And we say they argue about it.
They have a sort of tiny bicker.
Yeah, it's not they've never done any malicious questions.
No,
who's the most likely to cheat on their partner? They don't do things like that.
Yeah.
It's the fun questions, like who snores the loudest, who's the cleanest.
Yeah, it's sort of domestic stuff.
Yeah.
And stuff like that, yeah.
I do enjoy it. I find that really, really entertaining. Maisie, what's another dating show that you like? Maisie's got a big smile on her face. What's it going to be?
Because we've mentioned it like three episodes in a row.
Oh, go on
then. Were you trying to avoid saying
no,
it?
No, go on.
Love Island.
Yep, Love Island on ITV2.
I've been spoiled for tonight's episode of Love Island. I'm really annoyed.
I know, he did that to me. Maisie's boyfriend spoiled the ending of Love Island.
Tonight's
tonight
Love Island, yeah.
But we won't say anything
about
it.
Well, the thing is that he came, like, first thing in the morning, he told me, and I said, but you spoil it now.
I know, and then he came downstairs.
And then
he came downstairs and
told you.
And I said, I don't want to know because it's spoilers. And he told me anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He's the worst for spoilers.
Away from that domestic.
So we know what's happening tonight.
Love
vaguely.
Island is a show on ITV2 where
it's
they
in
are
its
put
second
onto,
series.
Yeah, it's not in its second. It's in second series of its current run. However,
oh, it's been renewed, hasn't it?
Yeah, it started in like 2004-05. And it's been brought back over the last 2 years.
Yeah, it's been revived.
Same thing.
Yeah.
By Caroline Flack. And
who's been in two episodes.
And the whole point is they are put onto an island and they are asked to couple up and they have to... In the nicest way possible, it's about finding relationships.
But the problem
it
is it's in such
like
a
that.
Claustrophobic environment that you're kind of forced upon each other. And
yeah.
you don't... And it gets really weird in places.
It's a bit like Big Brother if it was about... Big Brother as a relationship show.
Yeah, it's pretty much. Because they say it's an island, but they really can't escape from each other because they're in one house together.
Yeah.
And it's not even that... Like, it's a big house, but there isn't much to do in it. They've got the bedrooms, they've got the living room, and then they've got the outside pool area. And they don't... And it's a similar way to Big Brother where they don't get entertainment.
Yes.
Because they are the entertainment. It's kind of awkward. And the thing is that Caroline Flack's supposed to be there.
We have mentioned this before. Yeah, Caroline Flack's supposed to be the host.
She's been in like two episodes.
Yeah.
And it's a 5 week what? It's a 5 week run, and it's on every night for 5 weeks straight. And she's been in two episodes, and we're in the third week.
Yep. There's actually a thing on Twitter, hashtag FlackWatch, which is quite funny.
Well, this is the thing that's kind of confusing, because like with things with like Big Brother, because the whole point is that sometimes you get evicted from the island.
Yes.
And you have to leave. Or they call it dumping, to keep with the whole sort of dating regime.
Yeah.
Either way. But the thing is, Caroline Flack turned up for one of them, which means that she's only actually interviewed two people who were dumped at the same time.
Let's move away from the whole Caroline Flack thing and go back to
the
focus of the show.
The only thing that annoys me is that it seems unfair that everyone else gets to meet Caroline Flack when they leave.
I'm sure they get to meet her at some point. But the point is about the Love Island as a dating show, it's... one of the things that the producers have struggled with is that when they have voted out a member of one of the couples, then there was this couple called Rikard and Rachel, and Rachel was voted out with the producers thinking in their mind, well, Rikard is going to stay and then couple up with another girl, and that's how the show's going to work. But he sort of set the precedence because he just sort of went, no,
he ran after her.
Yeah, it was on a beach as well, and it was such a great moment.
But the best bit about that moment is that, because the idea is supposed to be isolated, but it's clearly an actual island with actual residents and actual holiday makers. So he runs off to the beach, and it's supposed to be like this romantic moment when he's confessing his love to her, and he
someone
says, I'll leave for you. And then there's someone comes into the shop with a fishing line and then sort of sees the camera and then runs away. It's brilliant.
But I really enjoy the show. It's on for another 3 weeks. Check it out if you haven't already.
We are completely hooked.
Yeah. Other dating shows are available.
Yes.
And this is just the opinion of myself, Kai Valentine, and Maisie Anderson. And we're going to talk more about dating shows as the show goes on. Get in touch at SirenFM on Twitter, studio@sirenonline.co.uk for the email, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox, or Maisie.
Or you can text in at 07797 800 716, or if you're listening via the Radio Player app, you can also send a message which comes straight through to our email.
What are we going into next, Maisie?
We are going into Black and Gold by Sam Sparrow.
Stay tuned to Siren FM. Thank you.
Cause if you're not really here, I don't wanna be either. I wanna be next to you. Black and gold, black and gold.
You're listening to Siren FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are Squabblebox, your interactive entertainment show, and today we're talking all about dating shows. Now, Maisie, we've been through quite a few. Has the one come up yet that you said you wanted me to go on? When you said that there was one that you wanted me to go on.
Oh, I don't think it has.
What is it?
It was going to be, and it's a show that isn't on anymore.
There was only
one season of it, and it was Young, Free and Single Live.
Yeah.
It was a show that we mentioned when it was on, because that was Love Island has basically, for us, replaced Young, Free and Single.
Gap.
Yeah, it's filled that gap in our lives. And the reason why I think that show kind of worked, but it mostly didn't.
Yeah.
And the reason why I'd want you to be on there is because then it's not just me and our roommates nagging at you about your love life. It's everyone on Twitter.
Yeah.
And you'll see that when we're, like, the stuff that we are concerned about when it comes to your love life, it's not just us.
You've got concerns about my love life. I don't have a love life for you to be concerned
That's
about.
That's what concerns us.
Oh, Maisie, you're so nice to me.
I just want what's best for you.
Let's talk about some other dating shows. Now, this one, Maisie, is one that I really like, and it is The Undateables.
Yes, this was pretty good.
Yeah, it's still running. It's really popular. They're actually casting for a... for another series at the minute, and it's something that... our good friend Adam Pearson, who has been on the show before, he is a researcher for The Undateables, which he likes to make the joke about. He's sort of used everyone up in his phone that he knows and he's friends with. So now he's trying to find other people and actually do the work. But the thing that I like about this show is that it is allowing people with disabilities to not feel like they can't go on shows like this.
Yeah.
Because there has been a point in time where a lot of TV shows wouldn't have people with disabilities on. And it's really, really well put together, and that's why it became so hugely popular. Adam himself actually gets... people think that he's been on The Undateables, but he sort of has to turn around and go, no, I'm not. And they go, yeah, but we saw you on one. And he was in one episode because his friend got married.
Oh.
And he was there at the wedding. So he has appeared on one episode, but that's it.
But he wasn't actually... Because it's not really contestants as much as it's more of a documentary form, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not really a game show like some other... And there's not really a prize. It's actually more about documenting and helping these people who would normally be sort of like outcast from the world, from the wonderful world of love.
Now, one story from the show that became hugely popular and the story went viral after it aired late last year, early 2016, was about a guy called Tom Morgan, a 26-year-old from South Wales, who has Tourette's and Asperger's syndrome.
Mm.
But everyone on Twitter went crazy because they considered him to be so good-looking. And they didn't expect it from The Undateables, which is wrong.
It is pretty wrong, because there are definitely two very distinct categories of disability, the invisible disability and visible disability.
Yes.
And a lot of the time, obviously there's sympathy for both sides, but it's also because when it comes to invisible disability, and I have friends with invisible disabilities, is that because you can't see what it is they have, or any issues that they might have, people tend to judge them.
Yeah.
Like, I have a friend who, and I won't say her name, obviously, who has a issue with her leg, which means she has to use the elevator and she has to rest it as much as she can. And she's genuinely had people whispering behind her because she's got her leg rested on a chair, who are sort of like, judging her because she's being lazy.
Yeah.
Because she's resting her leg, or because she's making suggesting she's making a fuss when all she did was put her leg up. And it's a bit strange in that sense.
Yeah, that's it's quite crazy that that people still judge in 2016. However, it has been improving, and I think shows
slowly.
And I think that shows like, I'm not saying anything is perfect, but it has been improving. And I think that shows like The Undateables are doing a huge, huge service for situations like that.
Yeah.
And one of the things that Tom did, he appeared on after sort of Twitter blew up and it became so popular in this episode, he went on Loose Women and said, yeah, it's mad, it's crazy. His followers on Twitter jumped from 700 to 18,000 overnight, and he had hundreds of women asking to go on a date with him.
Aww.
And it shouldn't take the people having to explain their situations to get to that point. And I think that people are watching shows like The Undateables and realising that we're actually quite stuck in old-fashioned ways still in many cases.
Yeah.
And there are ways that we can improve on when dealing with situations like disability.
Yeah.
And I think that's all that we can really say about The Undateables
for
now. Yeah,
and this is it. It's difficult to have a conversation about, especially because me and you are very much on the same standpoint when it comes to these issues.
Yeah.
So it's really just sort of one of us saying what the other one agrees and then going, yeah.
Yeah. So if you want to get in touch and let us know about your favourite dating shows, we're on till 1 o'clock today. You can get in touch by going to @SirenFM on Twitter, studio@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, the Facebook fan page Squabble Box, or Maisie.
Or you can text in at 077 9780716, or if you're listening via the Radio Player app, you can send in a message that goes straight to our email. You could also use all of these to answer our quiz question.
Yes, they can. Our quiz question for the morning is, how many blind date weddings have taken place? How many blind date weddings have taken place? Get in touch. We'll give you the answer at around 10 to 1. So in about 15 minutes time, stay tuned to Siren FM.
Siren FM.
Listening to Siren FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are Squabblebox, your interactive entertainment show, right here on Siren FM. We're going to be with you for the next 20 minutes or so until 1 o'clock. But remember to stay tuned to Siren FM for the rest of the day. At 3 o'clock, we have No Adults Allowed. That's going to be a brilliant show, so stay tuned for that. And then later on in the evening, we've got 5 till 7 Drive Time on Siren FM, and then 8 till 10 The Rock Train, and then at 10 o'clock Late Night Siren, sending you into the evening. So Maisie, we're talking all about dating shows today.
People
can get in touch by going to @SirenFM on Twitter, on the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, on the Facebook fan page Squabble Box, or Maisie.
Or you can text in at 077 9780716, or if you are listening via the Radio Player app, you can send us a message that goes straight through to our email.
Yes, you can. Now, we've just been thinking about some of the dating shows, and you want us to touch on an American one.
Yes, well, we've talked about a lot of UK-based ones.
Yes.
Almost strainingly.
Yeah. Yes.
But technically two, but there's one really big one in America called The Bachelor or Bachelorette, depending on whether the main participant is female or male. And it's kind of, and the best way to explain it is a combination of Love Island and Take Me Out.
Okay.
Where it's one, it tends to be I think traditionally it's one man.
Yes.
And several women. And they are all fighting for his affection.
Right.
So they go on dates, they do challenges, I think. And slowly the women get whittled down until it's the last three or last two, and then the man has to pick. And it works the same way, but with different genders. And that's basically the whole premise of the show. And people get really invested because it's a very long-running show.
Yeah.
So each season takes quite a while, so you get to know about the people. And it's, as far as I'm aware, it's very well edited to sort of be very dramatic. And it's kind of the standpoint for sort of American dating shows.
Yeah, I would
I've
agree.
Even seen some really funny parodies where they take the same concept of The Bachelor, but it sort of extenuates some of the circumstances.
Yeah. So you say that The Bachelor and The Bachelor... So they do a Bachelor and a Bachelorette where they mix up the genders and the roles, which is good because they're not coming off as...
I don't think they've done any same-sex ones.
Right. So that's something that can be done in the future. And shows like The Bachelor, I have seen little bits of, and I'm not a massive fan of it, but I've never really massively got into it either.
Yeah.
But have you watched any of The Bachelor series?
Same as you. I see clips of it, and I know, and the thing is that the main reason I know about The Bachelor at all is because there are other TV shows that mention it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those that is parodied a lot. I want to go back to another British one, Maisie.
Oh, yeah.
And that is Dinner Date.
Yes.
This is on Channel 4. And
Dinner Date's the weirdest show.
It's basically where, on this thing, there'll be they switch out the gender roles, but, for example, there'll be a woman who is going round to... she gets to pick by the menus that...
Yes.
She gets given the menus of, say, 10 people.
Five
people.
Yep.
And she gets to pick three of her favourites.
And then you see each of the dates and how each of the dates go. And it's sort of, it's half cooking show. Yeah. It's half like an amateur cooking show. It's half like a dating show.
It's like Come Dine With Me meets dating, and they have to go around.
It's like Come Dine With Me meets First Date.
Yeah.
It's a hybrid of the two.
And they basically have to go and cook the meal for the person who's visiting, and they will go on three dates that week, and the best person, the person that they like the most, they will then choose to take out on a date on the final night, which is an
all-expenses-paid
restaurant.
Which
funny thing
you don't
is,
see
though,
that bit.
Yeah, you do.
You don't see that date
you
bit.
Do.
No, you don't. Not
you
the
do.
Ones I've watched.
Well, I watch it and they do.
I've never seen them on that date.
No, they always show that bit.
I've never seen
You've
that bit.
You've probably not watched to the end of this.
Yes, I have.
No, they always show that.
I don't know why I'm getting so defensive about this.
Yeah, they do show that ending. And
yeah, but
one of the things that they do, though, is that for the other three people...
The two losers.
The two people, they they send them a...
microwave dinner.
Yeah, a microwave dinner, which is very funny because some of them are happier that they've got the
microwave
tagliatelle.
It depends, because a lot of the time, just because they like their menu doesn't mean they're going to get on.
Yeah.
As people.
One thing that I really liked about this show, one of the episodes was that there was one couple who the producers didn't know that they knew each other.
Oh,
they were actually childhood sweethearts that had been together when they were 14 through to 16, and they were their first relationship, and they hadn't seen each other for nearly 10 years.
I would hate that.
And they got along really well. They didn't end up picking... She didn't end up picking him for the final date, but she did actually say after the final date that maybe she might get in touch with him. Because it didn't go as well.
For me, that would be my worst nightmare.
Yeah.
And it depends on the ex, but, like, my worst nightmare would be turning up and seeing someone that, because our relationship worked out when we were teenagers.
That's
Let's try it again.
But if they knew each other when they were 16, by the time they were 26, 27, 10 years later, a lot of people have changed by then.
You've got to hope so, haven't you?
Yeah, you've got to hope so. And maybe that happened, maybe it didn't. But it was a really, really cool... That was one of those moments where you know that... That's one of the highlights of that series. And you know that the producers were so happy when that happened.
Yeah.
Because it was a complete coincidence.
Because as well as that, they do a rating system where after each day, each person rates each other out of 3 stars. The 3-star rating system seems to be completely redundant.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything.
It really doesn't mean anything. It's just a way of them determining, oh, yes, I liked you a lot, I liked you a little bit, I don't like you at all.
Yeah. Like, the guys rating her, if it was that way around, or the girls rating the guy, if it
well,
was...
Well, they have, they both rate.
Yeah, exactly. And it doesn't... It doesn't, you're the guy that sort of doesn't have a choice in the situation, you could give her... Say I'm a guy and the girl's been on three dates, then if I gave her a one star, she could still pick me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have anything to do about it. So you
actually, maybe dinner date would be better for you.
Dinner date. But I can't cook.
I will cook for you. I will cook for you.
I wouldn't want him to come round to our house, to be honest.
Why? What's wrong with our house? Well, to be fair, we don't have a dining table.
Yeah,
so,
we don't have a dining
that's
table.
That's one of my favourite things with dinner dates, that if they don't have a dining table, they end up like sitting on the floor or something, or on the sofas, and it's really awkward. And you can tell when like someone's had to move all of their furniture around to get a dining table into their front room.
I would have an indoor picnic.
Oh,
because I'm that sad.
Because we've got is pillows.
Yeah, Maisie's looking at me going, Kai, never go on a date. Aww. And if you want to get in touch and talk about your favourite dating shows, we've got a little bit of time left at SirenFM on Twitter, the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, Facebook fan page Squabblebox, the text 07797 800 716, or on the Radio Player app. Stay tuned to Siren FM.
Feeling the sun, party done, shadows walking home. Walking with our game on. You are my kind, classic mind, and you look so fine. Loving the cold, smoking rose, see your fingers shake. And getting through your heartbreak. Some kind of free, same for me, don't know why.
You're listening to Siren FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are Squabblebox, your interactive entertainment show, right here on Siren FM. And it's about time to start wrapping up the show this morning, Maisie.
Aw, I hate this bit.
It's been a fun show, though, hasn't it?
It has.
We've been talking all about dating shows. Thank you to everyone who got in touch with all your dating shows today. We've got one more thing to do, and that is to reveal the winner and the answer of the quiz. Yes, we do have a winner this week.
Yay!
Our Don't Google It quiz. The question that we asked was, how many blind date weddings and marriages have taken place? How many blind date weddings have taken place? And the answer is 3. The winner this week is Gary from Huddersfield. Well done, Gary, and thank you for sending in your answer. You were the quickest. Now, Maisie...
See, 3 doesn't seem like a lot for
it
a show...
It doesn't.
For a show that has 18 seasons...
But, you know, you see a lot of relationships don't work out from blind dates, and I think that's what I'll take away from this. Don't set me up on a blind date, because it'll work out every 18 years.
I won't set you up on a blind date on a TV show. How about that?
Okay. Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Remember, if you want to listen again to our show today, or you want to listen back to any of our back catalogue, they are all available on the Trending Topics Network on iTunes. Check that out for our music-free version of the show. Remember to check out everything else that's going on Siren FM, including today, where there is no adults allowed. At 3 o'clock, at 5 o'clock we have Drive Time on Siren FM, The Rock Train from 8 till 10, and then finishing off the night with Late Night Siren at 10 p.m. Stay tuned throughout the week to Siren FM. We're going to be back on Monday for hashtag Ask Us Anything, so get your questions in for that. You can get in touch with us throughout the week on @Squabblebox on Twitter or on the Facebook fan page Squabblebox. But I think that's about it for this week, Maisie, isn't it?
It is indeed.
We have been Squabblebox, myself, Kai Valentine, the lovely Maisie Anderson, and we'll see you all right back here on Monday. Stay tuned to Siren FM.
Can't keep my hands to myself. no matter how hard I'm trying to. I want you all to myself.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Squabblebox on Siren FM and on the Trending Topics Network, right here on the Trending Topics Network. We encourage you to check out all the other great material that Siren FM put out on a weekly, daily, hourly basis by going to www.sirenonline.co.uk. We also encourage you to check out all the other great material that the Trending Topics Network is putting out there by going to www.trendingtopicsnetwork.com, where you can find other such podcasts as the European Uppercut Podcast, Rasslecast, the Spanish Announce Table, Lou Chat, Old School at the Movies, 10 to 1, The Toots Experience, One Up Club's Heads Up, and much, much more. And of course, don't forget to come back and join us for the next episode of Squabblebox.